Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. As we expressed in our last episode, we experienced some technical challenges with a microphone. That's remedied in part four, but in this part, all of this will of the lesson will you'll experience that, and you may have to adjust your device, whatever you're listening to this on, a little bit. But we thank you for your patience. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that the entrance of your word brings light. It will bring light and combine with the light in our spirit, and it will produce light within our soulless realm, our mind, will, and emotions, and our intellect. And we thank you for that revelation knowledge, Father God, and for wisdom that's flowing in us in the affairs of life. In Jesus' name, amen. We're talking about wisdom, exploring wisdom. Now, we're going to get off into revelation knowledge, I'm sure, at some point, too. But this year, I think it's vitally important that we focus on the wisdom of God. And we've read over in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, about the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. We need that spirit of wisdom. We have that spirit of wisdom within our spirits. Praise God. And we need to tap into that because that's in Ephesians 1:17. And then 1 Corinthians 1:30 declares that Christ has been made unto us wisdom. We're going to come back to 1 Corinthians 1:30 as we look at James chapter 3. But in James chapter 1, I want to read this to you from the King James and the Passion. And I know you're familiar with it. It says James chapter 1, verses 2. We'll start there. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Now, we've talked about this before. This is a challenge. How do you count something joy when you're falling into it? That's a trial coming at you. Knowing this, that the testing of your faith worketh or produces patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. Now, here's the key verse that we're talking about. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraids not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not this man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. So if you lack wisdom, ask. Well, you may say, well, why am I asking if I've already got it? Well, in a specific situation, you may not know what's going on, but the one within you does. And you can ask when your faith is being tested and tried. When the enemy is coming at you and he is coming against the word, then you need wisdom on what to do. When God is asking, now the flip side of that is when God is asking you to do something and it's going to require faith, then you need to walk in the wisdom of God with that faith. All right? So there are different kinds of tests, but we know God does not test with evil. All right? In fact, shall I read that? I guess I should. If you skip on down to verse 13, it says, let no man say when he is tempted or tested or tried, that I'm tempted, tested, or tried of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempts he any man. But every man is tempted, and here he's talking about temptation, when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And then when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. So, in this situation, when we need wisdom, we need to tap into it. It's okay to ask God. He's not going to get frustrated with you, okay? The Passion brings this out even clearer. James chapter 1, verse 2 from the Passion. My fellow believers, when it seems as though you're facing nothing but difficulties, see it as an invaluable opportunity to experience the greatest joy you can. Boy, that's tough sometimes in the natural, isn't it? For you know that when your faith is tested, or when faith passes the test, the footnotes from the Passion says, and I like that, it stirs up power within you to endure all things. I mean, listen, once the devil tries to throw something at you hard, you know, and you pass the test, praise God, you're moving on. He won't get you there again. Once God asks you to do something and you're obedient, he can move you on to the next phase of obedience. And then as your endurance grows even stronger, it will release perfection or maturity into every part of your being until there's nothing missing and nothing lacking. And if anyone longs to be wise, ask God for wisdom and he will give it. He won't see your lack of wisdom, and I could almost say your lack of understanding of what to do, what wisdom to apply, as an opportunity to scold you over your failures, but he will overwhelm your failures with his generous grace or with an open hand. Isn't that good? Just make sure you ask empowered by confident faith, without doubting, that you will receive. For the ambivalent person believes one minute and doubts the next. Being undecided makes you become like rough seas driven and tossed by the wind. You're up one minute and tossed down the next. When you're half-hearted and wavering, it leaves you unstable. Like a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Can you really expect to receive anything from the Lord when you're in that condition? I think the answer is obvious. The answer is no. So it's okay to, in a situation when you're tested and tried, I always like to do it this way. This is just me now, but I tap it. I say, God, you Christ, you've been made unto me wisdom. So I have that wisdom by the Holy Spirit within me. Thank you. That's transferred to my mind. Thank you, Lord. Show me exactly what I need to do. And I will not waver. I will walk in faith in this. I will move forward with this. And I believe, God, that you are showing me that wisdom every step I take because I'm looking in your word. The entrance of your word is bringing light, is bringing wisdom, and I'm following the path that you have in front of me. Because your word is a light into my path, a lamp into my feet, a light into my path. And I'm walking in the light of that wisdom and that word. So thank you, Father, right now today. This believer who is listening to this is walking in wisdom. Walking in the wisdom of Christ that has been made unto us, who has been made unto us wisdom, and we have him within us. And that, Father God, if anyone here lacks wisdom in what to do in specific challenges when they're in a test or a trial, Lord, you will show them the path that they're to walk. You will give them peace. And thank you, Father God, as they walk in that, you don't mind us asking. You will not scold us. But long as we are walking on your word, you are excited because, Father, faith pleases you. And as we're walking in faith, we're not double-minded. Thank you, Father, that you forgive us when we've been double-minded, that we'll stand back on the wisdom of your word and be single-minded on the word, receiving what you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the word works.